So the action is in Washington tomorrow. In Michigan, voters will be closely following what happens. More than a few of them are just a little frustrated with the whole process. Celeste Headley reports from Detroit.
As far as Michigan voters are concerned, there is a party at fault here, and it's the state Democratic Party.
I do believe the Michigan party made a horrible mistake.
Let's face it, I mean, it wasn't a consensus that it should have been moved up. So I think, they sort of ruined the vote for Michigan.
It is their fault if they went ahead and just figured everyone will fall in place when we do what we want.
Lotus Page, Jim Daniels, and Ellen Kerfoot all agree that moving the caucus up to January without the approval of the National Party was a blunder. But Laura Lee Keishley says it's the voters in the state that are ultimately suffering for it.
I think it would be a travesty not to permit Michigan to be seated at the delegation. What's really made me sad about the whole thing is the National Committee and the Michigan Committee started an ideological fight with each other, and the rest of us are all kind of left out of that.
The most frustrated voters are those who didn't support Clinton in the caucus and felt like their choice was taken from them. Ellen Kerfoot says she voted for McCain.
I would have voted for Obama if he had been on there, to be honest.
Jim Daniels is taking a break from his bike ride, leaning back on a shaded park bench.
I wanted to vote for Obama, and he wasn't on the ballot.
So that's one idea. Give the undecided vote to Obama. Some say the vote was a fair one, and the Democratic Party should let the results stand as they are, with the delegates going to Clinton. But the majority of people I spoke to didn't offer any solution. Instead, they said,
they should let it go, honestly.
Maddie Nunley says Michigan and Florida should simply not be counted.
You know, we should have followed the rules, and we didn't, so we have to suffer the consequences. I guess it would be better just to leave them out.
And that's perhaps the prevailing opinion in this unscientific poll. Ellen Kerfoot says Michigan's Democrats made a mistake, and it can't be fixed.
They screwed themselves, and all of us.
The issue will be settled once and for all this weekend, and voters in Michigan say they'll be happy to forget the whole thing and move on to the general election in November. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.